Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and a little bit of sprinkling. It's like spitting. I don't know exactly who would God be spitting on us? No, I hate that image. Maybe it could be he simply brushed his teeth. You know, it's like rinse, and that I'm willing to go along with. But it's just a little bit of a very, very light drizzle up here in center of the universe in Ashland. But we're going to get heavy rain, and you're going to get heavy rain, and then it's going to go away for a little bit. Then tomorrow it's coming back, and then Saturday. Now, Saturday is actually going to be, it's not going to be great, but it's not going to be awful. Lots of rain in the morning, but then it's going to clear up and we kind of sort of start turning the corner. And as we do that, we'll head to next week. And next week, I got to tell you, next week is really looking nice. Next week is looking like one of those days you want to sit on the deck or sit in the yard and really, really enjoy yourself. Yeah, 80 degrees and plenty of sunshine. So hopefully you'll be looking forward to that. We got a lot of stuff that we're dealing with. As I mentioned to you, this situation with Chris Saunders is a difficult one. I would be lying if I said Chris was a friend, but Chris is someone whose work I have admired for a long time. And that was one of the reasons that he was one of our earliest recipients of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, because I saw so many photos of Chris on patrol, certainly, but on patrol interacting with community members in the precinct where he works, interacting with little kids to try and get them to understand that the police officers really were your friends. So he's done a lot. He's done a lot. He's a master patrol officer with the Richmond Police Department, and I don't feel comfortable sharing all of the details, but what I've been told about the situation that resulted in this injury, a traumatic brain injury, clearly is a result of working. And the workers' compensation folks have denied his claim. And I'll tell you, I just sent some information. You know, I went through workers' compensation. I can't tell you they're the friendliest people. And it's such a circus. It really is. It's such a circus. And there's so many people who are lined up trying to keep you from getting any sort of help. So I actually did have to get to a point where I hired an attorney. And all that she does is workers' compensation. And I watched her navigate the system and deal with things. And you know what's really weird, just so you know, hopefully you've never had to deal with this. But what's weird is you get this paperwork and it is you versus your employer. And I can remember saying, hey, wait a minute now. I'm not telling you that I want to be versus my employer. I just, you know, I got doctor's bills. This is what the workers' comp insurance is supposed to take care of. So it can be very unsettling. That's all I'm saying. So I did send her information to somebody to get to Chris and Laura. And if anybody's going to be able to shake it loose, I think it's my friend Michelle. So hopefully that will be all taken care of. But in the meantime, here's what I can tell you. They don't have any money. They now have expenses like you could not possibly imagine. Can't work. And you say, well, why isn't his wife Laura doing more? Well, Laura is recovering from breast cancer surgery. This is it's like the perfect storm of bad. And so I would ask you, whatever you can do, reach into your pocket, toss $5 into this. I don't care. Something. Because Chris is one of those good guys. And we need more good guys. We need more good guys standing on the wall, if you will. I heard that phrase the other night at the Virginia State Police Academy. You just have to know this. The oldest guy in the class is, I think he said 42 or 44, something like that. He just retired from the Marines. So he's done 20 years serving, protecting, or as he said, standing on the wall. And after that service, he has decided.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He has decided to suit up again. And sure enough, he's in the academy as a trooper trainee. And a really cool guy. And I just felt, I was watching some of the other trooper trainees. I don't know if he has an official post in the class. I don't know how that works. I don't know if somebody's appointed sort of as, the acting company commander or something. I don't know what the language is over there. But he clearly has got a lot of experience. It's just great to see all of those folks interacting. And again, I mentioned that simply because standing on the wall, right? We ask good men and good women to stand on that wall and keep us safe. And Chris Saunders is one of those guys. He is a solid, solid cop. He is a good guy. And right about now, he needs our help. So here's what I would ask you to do. Again, I'm not telling anybody to do anything, but I will tell you this. If you would like to help, and I would hope that you would help, all you've got to do is go over to either one of my Facebook pages. You can look for The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, or you can look at Radio Katz. It says Jeff Katz, and in parentheses, it says Radio Katz. That's now a big public page as well. And so you've got both of those options available to you. Please just reach out and do a little something, okay? That's all I'm asking you to do. And you'll see a beautiful photo there. There's Chris and his wife. That's actually him at the Valor Awards. Chris just cleans up, man. I'm just telling you, every time you turn around, he's winning another award. Somebody else is saluting him for the work that he's doing. When you think about who should be a police officer, Chris is the guy you think of. And he just needs some help from the rest of us now. Okay. Lots of stuff to deal with. And as I said, I didn't want to go off on any sort of a tangent, but I just want you to know about it. That's all. That's all. Okay. I've got some pretty good audio here. Our good friend Jeremy, as per usual, has done some amazing work taking some crazy sort of stuff and turning it into absolutely marvelous little snippets. And so we've got one here. This is President Trump. And President Trump is explaining one or two or five things all about Harvard. Let's listen to cut number three, please.
Well, we're going to see. Look, Harvard has been a disaster. They've taken $5 billion plus. $5 billion. Nobody knew that they were making this cut. If we didn't do this, nobody would have. We would have never found this out, Pam. They're taking $5 billion. And I'd rather see that money go to trade schools. And by the way, they're totally anti-Semitic at Harvard, as you know, and some other colleges, too, in all fairness to them. And it's been exposed, very exposed. And I think they're dealing very badly. Every time they fight, they lose another $250 million. Yesterday, we found another $100 million. And they have, you know, they have a fund, $52 billion. All right. They get a lot of that from the United States, and I think it's ridiculous. I think this, everyone's coming up to me saying, we love the idea of trade schools. With that kind of money, and money from others, but money from them, you can have the best trade schools anywhere in the world. You give them to Iowa, Indiana, lots of good states, well-run states, and you give them the money, they can only be used for trade schools, and they'll teach people how to build motors and cars and AI, you know, the AI. We're building plants. We're building hundreds of billions of dollars worth of AI plants. Already started, many of them. We've never had a boom like we're having now. You're going to see it. There's never been anything like it. So we're up to about $14 trillion in investments. There's never been anything even close. You look at Biden, this guy, they had people leaving as opposed to investing. And they're doing it because of November 5th, and they're doing it because of the tariffs. The tariffs have been tremendous. Well, I can promise you, and I have great respect for the people at the European Union, they wouldn't be over here today negotiating if I didn't put a 50% tariff on. The sad thing is now when I make a deal with them, it's something much more reasonable. They'll say, oh, he was chicken. He was chicken. That's so unbelievable.
It's interesting stuff, isn't it? 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.